Geoffrey, of course, you're a coach now of the Northern Inland Bush Rangers in the Junior Gold Cup, preparing for a new season. Tell us a little bit about the mix of kids. Of course, it's always been traditionally New England, Armidale, but also coming down through Central North into Scone and also into Muswellbrook and Singleton.
Yeah, that's right. Wixie, a good diverse group. We've got a couple of lads also from Coonabarra Brand. So, you know, traditionally, you know, still six or seven kids from Armidale through Taz, and a bunch of kids from Scone, and then heap of kids from Tamworth and Gunnedah and various regions. So, you know, it's quite encouraging.
And that's one of the things about country rugby. It's not just one place like Newcastle or Gosford where everybody can get together, and especially in the city where there's not the travel. And that's part of the defining of character of kids as well. That they're very, very young, but and it's a great challenge, you know, as an adult to try and pick kids that are 14, 15 and not have the expectation that they're going to be men and play like men.
We're up against it in the Northern Inland Group only because of the tyranny of distance. As you've alluded to, the Sydney guys can get together two or three times a week because they're only in the next suburbs or, you know, 20 minutes away, whatever. So we tend to concentrate on days like this, have a big full day, and then have two camps going forward where we'll have them from Friday night till Sunday afternoon and try and cram in as much as we can, because once the game phases start, we can't do any training in between games, we can't get together. So, you know, we just try and do as much as we can, and the boys take quite a bit out of it.
It's interesting now the 17s have gone to provinces. It's something that, because of expense, but it's a bit of a shame, or is it much more sort of narrowing the talent, and from that point of view, the kids can better progress quickly if they're extremely talented, if they've got less teams to sort of fight to get into?
Look, obviously, with the province thing, it's going to be much harder for your average kid to get into, and it'll be a very strong province, because I think out here they're mucking around, they've got 80 kids to choose from. So, you know, there's obviously the cream will rise, and the talent will shine out, and they'll be chosen.
Yeah. What about the Belmont Hotel Scone Brumbies? You mean part of the club, maybe a coach or a president, but you had a bit of a breather this year. And tell us a little bit about the club and how they're going to bounce back in 2016 under Rob.
I think they'll go pretty well. Obviously, you know, to compete in that Central North program, towns like Scone need to import two or three players. We're planning on doing that again this year, just to bolster our key positions. To go back to that home and away, I don't know if that's exactly the right idea for the... That's only my opinion, of course, not the Scone club's opinion, but I don't know if it's exactly the right idea for the number of the smaller clubs in the zone, but, you know, they'll probably have to battle through it or perish. But I think, you know, those smaller clubs obviously need to just go overseas, bring a couple of guys in, which will bolster their playing strength, get the local players to meet some guys from overseas, and hopefully, you know, they all might be able to travel together somewhere down the track.
Yeah, well, of course, the great thing about it is you're producing a lot of kids as well under Eddie, and also the fantastic initiative this year is the Cauliflower Club Day as well. That was fantastic. From an interesting point of view, if you're playing in Central North Zone, you don't play in competition rugby day week in, week out, day in, day out.
No.
But you played for a trophy at Cauliflower Club Day, so it brought a little bit of rivalry and a little bit of edge to some of the games.
Yeah, that was a really good concept, that Cauliflower Club. I did some refereeing in that for the under 12s, and it was a good competitive rugby, and they played teams from I think down at the central coast area, and Hunter and a couple of teams from up north here. So, you know, it's a wide, diverse group of players, and there are a couple of those lads from over on the coast, so are pretty handy. So it's good to see the kids from the country areas up against those kids.
Yeah. Finally, we've had the EI flu sort of there 4 or 5 years ago within the Great Horse Capital. Has everything sort of bounced back from that? And of course, the breeding and all that sort of stuff going on with the horses down around the horse capital, that's going on beautifully now?
Going very well. It's been across the board, talking to guys from the various farms, stallion farms and mare farms. It's been reasonably successful season. Obviously now we're coming to the end of November. That's when you get the problem mares, and some stallions may have had enough covering three or four times a day. The next 2 weeks will be sort of quite crucial if we then get through that. Once December's comes around and all the foalings are wrapped up, and you know, it's the last few mares being covered. So all in all, it's been pretty successful, and I must admit the farms have been quite good in, you know, supporting Scone rugby as with sponsorship, and also with providing jobs for players and supplying players to the club, giving them days off so they can play rugby rather than work. So it's a nice marriage.